Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for August 14th from Nehemiah 7 through 9. The exiles were ready to do business with God. Funding is given. Preparations are made. A platform is built from which the word of God would thunder. And when Ezra began speaking forth the word, the people listened in rapt attention to something most had never heard before, the law of Moses. Although we can't be certain what exactly Ezra and the other leaders read from the law, we can pretty safely say that they took their time just reading, interpreting. Many of the exiles weren't terribly familiar with ancient Hebrew. Most spoke Persian or Aramaic, and applying what was read. Apparently, the people were shocked by what they were hearing. The people learned the reason for the devastation that they and their beloved nation had endured, their own unfaithfulness to God. They'd been buying and selling each other, marrying outside the faith, building alliances with evil people, breaking the covenant and the commandments left and right. Were they too far gone? Would things ever get better? When sorrow opens the heart to God, amazing things happen. Even though the Jews were right to weep openly for their sins, that's a very cleansing experience, by the way. If they persisted in the weeping, they would have missed the point of all that reading. God is still with you in spite of the sins you all acknowledge as your downfall. It's actually time to celebrate, according to Nehemiah and Ezra, the two leaders God used to bring this about. The people should have taken comfort from the fact that they were doing what hadn't been done for decades among the Jews. God had never let them go. God was ready to reveal more of himself to his eager people. That's something to celebrate. And so the Feast of Booths was instituted, where people shared and laughed and prayed and spent time together. The time would come at the end of the celebration to deal honestly with the errors of the past. But now, just being God's beloved people was all that mattered. Have you ever been in the grip of pain and sorrow, knowing only your shortcomings and failings, turning to God for mercy and hope? This story is for you. It's time to celebrate God's love and goodness for you. He's got so much more of himself to show you. Celebrate being his beloved child. Thanks for joining me today. We'll be back tomorrow.